Carol Channing has been called Broadway's first lady of musical comedy. She won a Tony Award for Hello, Dolly, and she won a Golden Globe Award and an Oscar nomination for Thoroughly Modern Millie. She also has an Emmy for a television special. Her recordings of Hello, Dolly and Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend are classics. Her professional career has spanned more than 60 years. Now she's touring in a one-woman show with a cast and crew of two, Channing and her husband. Charlene Scott of member station WFCR had a look.
There was very little buzz about the show when Carol Channing came to Holyoke, Massachusetts, just a small ad in the local paper. It read, Carol Channing performing the first 80 years are the hardest at the Log Cabin Banquet and Meeting House. A call to the theater yielded the actress's telephone number. A call to that number got her agent and manager, Harry Collegian, her husband. He books the interviews, schedules the performances, and even orchestrates the music.
We just finished a tour with an orchestra, 12-piece orchestra, so we're going to add more music. Eventually, I want her to do, you know, for a female, to do If I Were a Rich Man from Fiddler on the Roof.
Carol Channing says her husband does everything but perform.
He does all the work. Then he goes to the theater with me and says to the light man, no, you have to iris down on this one, three super trooper chenilles, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes to the orchestra. You see, Harry and I met when he was 13 and I was 12, and he was the band leader at the school. So he knows all about how to tell the orchestra, well, diminish that seventh or augment the ninth or do what he knows. I don't know what he's talking about.
Although they were childhood sweethearts, Collegian and Channing didn't get married until just last year. Channing offered to give up the theater. Collegian told her he'd help her do whatever she wanted. Channing said she wanted to keep performing. But the first 80 years are the hardest isn't about an actress at the end of her career trying to hold on to her audiences.
At the University of California, there were 12,000 students yelling, Hello, Carol. Can you imagine how I felt? This is an experience every actor should have.
The show started out as a benefit for a state theater in Modesto, California, where Channing and Collegian live. Since then, Channing has performed across the country. In a different town each week, she tells stories and talks about her celebrity pals. She does impressions of Tallulah Bankhead, who Channing says hardly ever wore any clothes under her fur coat. She remembers her good friend Ann Miller, who tried to make her feel better when Channing's profuse sweating repeatedly stopped the filming of a television show.
So Annie said, oh, honey, no, that's all right. Everybody sweats in a different place. Now, you sweat in the face. So it's obvious. Some people sweat in the armpits. I sweat in the crotch. And Annie said, oh, yes. You know, between scenes on Sugar Babies, my little blow dryer was just about warm.
There are no props. It's just Channing standing by the piano in a rhinestone-studded red pantsuit, her gray pigtails tied up in matching red ribbons. Richard Dyer is theater critic for the Boston Globe.
She's making no effort to look younger than she is or falsely glamorous. She's still a very striking presence, but, you know, she doesn't have an elaborate costume, and about the only theatrical gesture comes in the second half when she takes off her jacket to reveal that the figure is still there.
So are the moves. Channing does some high kicks and a few bumps and grinds in her act. She has no director. Channing says, what's to direct?
In a show like this where you're talking to the audience and it's not a memorized thing and you're feeling your way with the audience, for me, what happens is I get to the essence of myself. And who is a director to tell me who I am when I've been trying for 84 years to find out? But I'm beginning to find out. I never dreamed I was interesting. I never dreamed I was even amusing.
There's no script, and sometimes Channing gets a little lost. So husband Harry, sitting in the front row, shouts out a topic to help get her back on track.
Where was I? I was going to... Is the piano louder than I am? No, it's all right. Oh, thank you. We girls have to stick together and help each other. Did you want to hear that? Well...
Channing sings, too, and every now and then there's a little wobble in her whiskey baritone. But critic Richard Dyer says she's learned to compensate by speak-singing some of the music. He says when she does the final monologue from Hello, Dolly, where the character asks her long-dead husband to bless her upcoming marriage, Channing proves that she hasn't lost any of her considerable acting skills.
I felt she was playing her voice like a cello in that. And there was no sense to me that this was something that she had said 5,000 times. And instead, she was recreating it and making it sound spontaneous and moving and real at the same time as it was an absolute model of perfect stage diction.
For years, I had not shed one tear, nor had I been filled with the wonderful hope that something or other would turn out well. And so I have decided to rejoin the human race. And Ephraim, I want you to give me away. Before the parade passes by, I'm gonna get in step while there's still time left.
Carol Channing performs The First 80 Years Are the Hardest through the end of June. For NPR News, I'm Charlene Scott.
Before it all moves on and only I'm left, I'm ready to move.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.
Of just passing by life with the rest of them. With the best of them, I can hold my head up high. For I've got a goal again, I've got a drive again. I'm gonna feel my heart coming alive again before the parade passes.